Governor Snyder delivers his fourth State of the State address tomorrow night. Zoe Clark and Rick Pluta, co-hosts of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics, join me now. Rick, what are you hearing about what we might hear from the governor tomorrow evening?
Well, it's going to be a speech that's going to be really light on legislative priorities. That is proposed new laws. And that's basically just a nod to the reality that this is an election year, that there's an abbreviated window to get things done. So we'll hear very little, you know, by way of new legislation. And the initiatives that are rolled out will be, by and large, although not exclusively, things that the governor can do within the administration.
There is a list, though. I mean, some ideas, some topics, some issues that he's likely to hit. Education, I'm sure, is going to be big. This is both early education, K through 12, and higher ed.
Higher education, that the governor would like to see, you know, some funding to universities restored that were cut in his first year. That I think in K-12 we might hear some focus on teacher performance. Things going in that regard. We should point out, I mean, no doubt that the governor will try to keep the pressure on transportation funding, road funding,
right.
That is something that he will call on the legislature to do.
It was a big part of last year.
It was a huge part of last year. And in fact, the year before, go back to 2011, and the governor was talking about transportation funding. He has said in the past that he wants an additional $1.2 billion a year for roads and infrastructure. He has not gotten that, but it is likely he will continue to push. The question will be, will he try to push for it in a different set of proposals? He's pushed for an increase in the gas tax. So now it's sort of like, okay, you've had 2 years of pushing for sort of the same way to increase revenue.
Now
are you going to look for a new option?
I'll predict that he will not.
Okay.
That he will just tell the legislature, find a way to get this done.
We need to do this. You figure out how.
But at a certain point, okay, so you do that every year. What changes? I mean, you know, okay, you say, I want to get it done. Well, how are you going to make that happen?
Well, we're already hearing dire predictions that transportation funding is not something that can be dealt with in a substantial way before the November election, which means that there are people who are already relegating this to lame duck or later.
All right. Now, we have to talk immigration because that is certainly huge.
That is one of the proposals that we are likely to hear, that this address is not going to be delivered oblivious of the fact that the governor is going to seek reelection this year. And so we're going to see a look back over the past 3 years and what's happened in the economy. I imagine that in particular he'll want to trumpet the hiring numbers, because that's probably the best story he has to tell on the economic front. And then he can also use that to pivot to talent development, which is a huge part of what his economic policy has been over the past 3 years. And a big part of that talent development will be some kind of initiative regarding immigration. And two things to you know about that is, one is Governor Snyder is one of, if not the most pro-immigration governors in the country.
He will call himself the most pro-immigration governor.
But you hear that even from today's papers were full of the story of that, and people who work in immigration say that.
So, but I hear that we may get a specific proposal on immigration. And another thing is that when we talk about Detroit in particular and urban renewal in general, that you just look at the population trends in Michigan, that we're not going to get the sort of workforce and the number of people that we need here to attract really good employers if we don't pick up the pace on getting people in Michigan. And probably the most effective way to do that is to be a state that attracts immigrants. That immigration reform has got to be a part of the governor's strategy for helping Detroit.
But how much power does he really have? Because isn't this really in Washington's hands?
Well, and that's a really interesting question.
That's why this is so intriguing.
Right. And why he continues to push for it. But you're exactly right. It's sort of how much can you do as a state?
And the governor was a key developer of a program in Ann Arbor that was sort of the welcome wagon for immigrants, that you connected immigrants who came here with people who were from their own countries, their own regions, and tried to do things
to make it welcoming.
Yeah, to make it a welcoming environment. environment. So he does have a history of actually doing things. And then the last thing is I don't know – I don't think we'll hear specific proposals, but next week Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly is supposed to roll out a mental health report, a set of mental health recommendations, which is something that the governor has talked about since he was campaigning for governor.
Okay.
And so what I believe that he will use the State of the State address to just tee up the fact that that report is coming. And then we'll hear more about that when the governor's budget proposal is unveiled in early February.
Right.
Yeah, energy, I think, is going to be something he's going to talk about.
Indeed. He gave an address on energy last month. He outlined his energy recommendations. We'll likely hear more about that. He's also set to deliver an address on seniors later in the year. So lots to look forward to.
So you found some figures that talk about his batting average, if you will.
Oh, yeah. Well, I love this. We have to give a shout out to the Detroit Free Press reporters, Kathy Gray and Paul Egan. They did some analysis.
That's what we mean when we say found.
we found that some other reporters did amazing work. And so they did some analysis, and they found that Governor Snyder has completed or made progress on 76% of the pledges that he's made in his State of the State addresses in 2011, 2012, 2013. So three-fourths of his agenda that he's proposed is either being worked on or completed. Not a bad batting average.
When you think of previous governors and how people have done with their state of the state and their batting average, is he swinging?
One could argue, though, that that the whole time he's been in office, he's had a friendly legislature. I'm saying that and with quote hands, that he's had
his team.
Republican leaders.
He's had a frequently friendly legislature, except when it was a not friendly, kind of hostile legislature.
Zoe, what are you expecting to hear from the Democrats after the race?
Right. We will hear from the Democratic minority leader in the House, Tim Grimmel. He will give the Democratic response, likely to hear a lot about education, that Democrats, particularly in this election year, want to focus like a laser beam on cuts in previous years to education that Republicans, that Governor Snyder has signed off on. They are going to be talking about that. And, of course, as we talked earlier, that there is this millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars of surplus and look to see, where they want to put that money. And of course, just the likely, we don't like what he's saying. We don't like this proposal. We don't like this proposal. Mm-hmm. But education and what they want to do with the surplus money will be huge.
Right. And we will one person who will not be talking a lot about that surplus, though, is Governor Snyder.
Really?
Yes. He will allude to it the same way that he will allude to the economy. He will allude to, improved hiring. But there's some tension here. We did the math earlier today. And if you just took the surplus, the revenue surplus that's projected for this fiscal year.
It's 971.
Well, that's
– That's different?
That's spread out. Ah. What is the surplus this year?
So the general fund and the school aid, it's about $216 million for this fiscal year. And if you divide that by 3.6 million people, how many people are paying
tax? 3.6 million tax filings. That's what Treasury processed last year. It's not the way it would go, but it's sort of a rough number. But it would be $60 per tax filer. And Governor Snyder, the CPA, is looking at that and saying, instead of $60 per person, how could that money be used for long-term investment that reaps economic benefits, going far into the future?
Make it work harder.
And this is so how this governor operates. CPA, he doesn't ever look 1 year ahead, 2 years ago. He's looking 10 years, 15, 20 years ahead in Michigan's economic future.
So I'm going to ask each of you, what will you be watching for in this address in particular? Lead us, Rick.
Okay. I will be looking to see what election year goals the governor sets, what he thinks can be done before electoral politics really consumes everything. And then the other thing is I'm wondering if he is going to use this to address some of the social controversies that are rending the Republican coalition right now. LGBT rights, amending the state's civil rights law to protect LGBT people from discrimination in housing and hiring. We've got a same-sex marriage case that's hanging fire in the federal courts. And, of course, we have Republican National Committeeman Dave Ajima of Michigan, who keeps saying incendiary things about LGBT people and most
and
recently
Muslims.
About Muslims.
Yes.
Will we see some sort of nod either will he either direct address that directly or obliquely, but something about, you know, civility and inclusiveness. So those are a couple of things I'll be looking for.
Great list.
How about you?
I think Detroit. I'll be watching to see how much he talks about Detroit's largest city in the U.S. to file bankruptcy, of course. And as we've talked about before, Governor Snyder pretty much owns what happens economically speaking in Detroit. He appointed Kevin Orr, the city's emergency manager. What happens in Detroit will have an effect on his reelection campaign. So we'll see how many times that word Detroit is talked about.
And we are expecting Detroit Mayor Mike Duggan will be present at the speech.
Watching for many, many things. Rick Pluta, Zoe Clark, co-hosts of Michigan Radio's It's Just Politics. Always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Cindy.
Oh, you bet.